Support is provided by the Red Stag Supper Club, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week and brunch on weekends, focusing on locally farmed ingredients and featuring a Friday night fish fry. RedStagSupperClub.com.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Pundits, Hacks, and Wonks.
See what happens. See what
you have. Quiet, please. Settle down, please. Thank you for coming. This will only take a moment. As you have already heard, we are ceasing physical publication of the Mundane County Daily Journal, effective immediately. Thank you for your years of service. You are dismissed. That is all.
Wait. Ms. Hackshaw, a question. How can you fire every one of us?
Well, it's simple. We've been a newspaper, but we won't be printing on paper anymore. And the whole concept of news has transmogrified anyway, so what...
What about the website?
Well, yes, there will be a website, but...
Well, who's going to write that?
We won't use writers.
What?
Really? Serious?
The content will be created by workers who fall into three classifications. Wonks, hacks, and pundits. No more writers. Thank you for your service. We don't need you anymore.
Ms. Hackshaw, there must be some mistake. Wonks, hacks, and pundits are writers.
Right. Can you show me where it says that on Wikipedia?
This week, we'll be looking at a number of words that frequently appear in news reporting and news commentary. Those words are pundit, wonk, and hack. First, the word pundit. It's often heard when reporters talk to experts in a specific field.
Let's bring in some technology pundits to talk about the latest computer trends.
According to a dictionary of slang and unconventional English, a pundit is a colloquial word that means an erudite expert. The Oxford English Dictionary defines pundit as a learned expert or teacher. The word first appeared in English in the early 1800s. An early print citation of the word comes from the March 15, 1862 issue of the Saturday Review.
The doctors of etiquette and the pundits of refinement will differ.
Pundit comes to English from Hindi, one of the languages of India, where it means a learned or skilled person. The word gained currency in English during the Raj, that is, the period of British rule in the Indian subcontinent, which spanned the years 1858 to 1947.
The pundit of the Supreme Court in India was a Hindu law officer whose duty it was to advise the English judges when needful on questions of Hindu law.
Nowadays, though, a pundit is an expert in any field. According to the Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English, the word pundit has been standard English since at least 1930. In fact, it is from the word pundit that the noun punditry was created. First cited in 1926, according to the OED, punditry refers to either the characteristics of a pundit or to opinions or actions befitting a pundit.
All right, so that's what a pundit is. What's a wonk?
According to the Cassell Dictionary of Slang by Jonathan Green, a wonk is an expert in the minutiae of a particular field. For example, in politics, a policy wonk is an expert in the finest details of policy.
Wonk is such an odd word. Where does it come from?
Well, the Oxford Dictionary of Slang by John Ato suggests the word originated at Ivy League universities in the eastern United States in the 1960s. On campus, the word referred to a hard-working student. The Cassell Dictionary of Slang elucidates by saying that the term wonk was applied to anyone who works harder than the rest of the students see fit.
So a student who does well and makes the others look bad or feel envious.
Well, that seems about right. What's the etymology of wonk?
It's unclear, but there is some suggestion that it comes from what is known as backslang, that is, disguising a word simply by spelling it backwards. Here's a 1980 citation from the New York Times Magazine.
At Harvard, the excessively studious student was derided as a wonk, which Amy Berman, Harvard class of 79, fancifully suggests may be no K K-N-O-W, spelled backward.
The Oxford Dictionary of Slang also says that the word wonk can mean an inexperienced person or a beginner, and this derives from Navy slang, where the name wonk was given to a new cadet or midshipman, essentially an inexperienced sailor. But that sense of wonk comes from the adjective wonky. The Cassell Dictionary of Slang defines wonky as an adjective used to describe a person or object that is unsteady, unstable, or out of kilter. For example,
let's not sit at this table. It's got a wonky leg.
Whenever I go to the supermarket, I always get the shopping cart with the wonky wheel.
And it's also the foundation of this popular kids' joke.
Hey, what do you call a three-legged donkey? A wonky!
The word wonky can also be applied to things that are used by or characteristic of a wonk in the expert sense of the word. It's important to note, however, that one should be careful it doesn't get confused with the other meaning of wonky. For example, in this sentence,
vehicle miles traveled, the wonky term for how much we drive, have dropped for 11 straight months.
It takes careful reading of this sentence to realize that the writer means wonky in the sense that the term vehicle miles traveled is used by wonks, that is, the people who study such things. But it could be easily construed that the writer means the term vehicle miles traveled is itself wonky, that is to say, it is unsteady or unreliable.
A word like scientific or specialized would have been a better choice there.
Okay. Pundit, wonk, two down, one to go. What about hack?
The Cassell Dictionary of Slang says the word hack, in the sense we're talking about today, first appeared in the late 18th century, and it was originally a derogatory term applied to a reporter or journalist, but that nowadays it's used tongue-in-cheek. The Oxford Dictionary of Slang supports this, saying the term is often applied jocularly by journalists to themselves.
Interesting. But I've heard the word hack also applied to people who aren't journalists.
The Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English suggests the word hack has been generalized to mean a person whose services may be hired for any kind of work required of him or her.
Okay, cool. But why do we call them hacks?
Oh, I know. It comes from hackney, which is a type of horse that's used, particularly for riding and carriage driving.
So a hard-working, reliable horse. Seems to me that to be called a hack would be a compliment.
Okay, everybody. I'm afraid I did misspeak a bit earlier when I said that writers are obsolete and our content will be created by wonks, hacks, and pundits.
I'm a pundit and a writer.
Yes.
And I'm a hack. I'm a wonky, hacky writer, and I'm proud of it.
I know. You're all writers.
So you still need us.
Yeah, we're not fired.
Actually, no. You are still fired. We're going to rely on bloggers instead. What now?
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material comes from the Oxford English Dictionary, the Oxford Dictionary of Slang by John Ato, the Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English, 8th edition, by Eric Partridge and edited by Paul Beal, and from the Cassell Dictionary of Slang by Jonathan Green. All of these can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Special thanks to the Grammatis Personae players, Dale Connolly, who wrote the opening and closing skits in this week's episode, Julia Schrankler, and John Ryan. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, visit minnesotapublicradio.org to learn about other programs, blogs, and podcasts.